Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising yet another mug of pumpkin spice to all of you in salute, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are still a little bruised from several years of financial 1-2 punches, as we sit here enjoying, I am delighted to say, an on the upswing economy, you're in the right place, guys, and you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out, and a huge welcome to all of our holy smokes, newest affiliates and listeners online, all the other stations, especially, hey guys, Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards, I can't believe the words coming out of my mouth, 90 stations coast to coast. We're getting closer every day as we sit here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello. As we tackle today's trendy topics, if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. You know what? Before I forget, I gotta tell Tony something. Tony, thank you, Tony. I'm raising my pumpkin spice, as I said here in salute. I read an amazing article about all the fabulousness of green tea. I owe you an apology, dude. It's very good for you. You're going to live to be 250. You keep pumping that green tea like that. It's some good stuff. And you know what? Not to go into girly type stuff. I'm getting certain gestures from Tony here. No girly type stuff. However, as you all know, I am a, you know, mid-40s, leaning towards the upper 40s, year old lady here. And I'm hearing guests based on certain hormonal changes going on here in the family household that shall not be detailed upon. Green tea is supposed to be dang good for getting the whole family through mom's, you know, any kind of stuff going on here. It's supposed to be excellent for men, great for heart health, great for brain health, great for every kind of health. And speaking personally, it's supposed to be something I'm supposed to dive into here just a little bit. So the work schedule's been crazy. Mama's not giving up her coffee anytime soon. However, I do want to throttle back and retract any of my previous green tea slams. I'm not trying to slam you as a personality, you know, in itself. Green tea rocks. Green tea rocks, and it's all good. So I will definitely dip a toe into that. Maybe after the holidays. It's cray time. It is cray time for the holidays. I'm going a little ape crackers here. I don't know if you guys are doing the same thing. It's November. How in the sweet heck did this happen? We were sitting here. We're here in Philadelphia. You guys know that. And it has been, I'm not kidding you, it's been like 70 degrees. 70 degrees up until last week. That is no joke. Global warming, whatever's going on, bring it, because I am digging the super warm Novembers. And then until, oh, I don't know, about 72 hours ago, it got so freaking cold. It is so stinking cold. The heat's coming on all the time now at home. The heat's on here in the studio. Heat, heat, heat. I got cold fingers. Yeah, I'm wearing my double socks. This came out of nowhere. Last week it was 70 degrees, and now it's cold. It's definitely November, and it's definitely time to talk Thanksgiving. We talked last week about Thanksgiving. You guys are the best. Cliff Note version, you guys are the best. I'm sitting there throwing out all kinds of ideas on how to save time and money and all kinds of stress, this kind of thing. And the responses I got in from people, holy crap, you guys have got game. So I printed out a ton of it, Actually, Megan printed out a ton of it. Thank you, Megan. And she put it here in no particular order. We're going to do two segments on all of your feedback with some powerful, fabulous ideas on saving some serious time, money, and stress for Thanksgiving. Half past the hour, we got John Harriott back with Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. And then later on this hour, pat myself on the back here, Rob Reiner, legendary filmmaker Rob Reiner, joining us via our newsmaker line. We recorded it yesterday, had a fabulous time doing it. Man, he is so cool. He is so cool. He and I may not see eye to eye on politics or any other stuff, but the man is just a legendary, gifted filmmaker. And I got the chance to talk to him. The sound quality, phone quality, absolutely stinks. And you know what? I am digging. I love it. It was on my cell phone. It was last minute. Leave Davick, who got a hold of me. She's in L.A. She got me. She's like, you want to talk to Rob Reiner? And as I, you know, as my eyes bulged out of my head, yeah, want to talk to him. Got a quick cell phone interview in. I'm a happy woman. Between now and then, tips for a budget-friendly Thanksgiving. Here we go. Who gave me this? Shaka Wembley, listening in from WCFO 1160 in the beautiful town of Atlanta, sent me, I love this, tips for a budget-friendly Thanksgiving. Now, this is not your usual stuff. Here's the one thing I love, getting creative with turkey. Here's the thing that I'm hearing from people, and I'm starting to really get into it, buying your turkey already made. Let's face it, the most freaking stressful part, for me anyway, of putting on a huge dinner is that main dish. You don't want to be, you know, it's got to be good. It's got to taste good. You're kind of freaking out about it days in advance. Did I buy the right brand? Did I cook it right? Did I baste it right? Is it going to taste good? Is it done in the middle? Yada, yada. A lot of people are telling me that they are buying their turkeys already done from all these different supermarket chains that are starting to up their game and save us all a lot of stress and a lot of headaches. And I'm hearing good things about these turkeys. If you got to break off a little bit to buy a turkey that's already made, as opposed to, you know, taking the time to buy it yourself, basting it, the heat generated out of your oven. Some people do it on a grill. Some people do it in a deep fat fryer. All delicious, fantastic alternatives. I want you guys to think seriously about this. Think about buying your turkey already made. Think about how your stress will go from about 60 down to about 5. If you have your turkey already made and it's done by a place that does it right, I'm hearing decent things about ready-made turkeys. You know, we're still doing the turkey here. Victor does the turkey at our house every year, so I got no room to judge. I just freak out about side dishes, and I'm still, you know, ready for a Xanax. But when it comes to doing the turkeys, I'm hearing from a lot of people going for the ready-made. If you guys did the same thing, let me know. Also, big thing in Shaka's house, making it a potluck. We talked about this last week, you guys. I'm deadly serious. And go potluck to the extreme. We're talking some people bring the wine. Some people bring the flowers, you know, for the front of the table for decoration. Some people bring, you know, games for the kids to play if you're having this big, huge thing going on. And honestly, with these potlucks, the host or hostess is responsible only for the turkey. All the side dishes, the biscuits, the rolls, the desserts, the snacks, the everything. If you're having a sleepover, you know, you got all kinds of snacks coming in on that too. Potlucking everything, and it goes great. Next thing she's talking about, making it ahead of time. Yeah. Desserts in particular, do that a day or two in advance. Get it done. It's off your list. Green bean casserole. I never made that in advance because let's face it, that's pretty, you know, crazy easy to make right then and there. You slap a bunch of canned goods together and you're good, but all good. Mashed potatoes can be made in advance. There's another one. Mashed potatoes. My mom makes the most legendary mashed potatoes on the planet. They are the crack cocaine of mashed potatoes. All kinds of fabulous ingredients. And she starts by like hand peeling all of these white potatoes, putting them in there, boiling them, mashing them and mixing them with the mixer until they're perfect, which my arm gets tired just thinking about it. Think about making the mashed potatoes ahead of time. Think about making the mashed potatoes maybe a day or even a day or two ahead of time. People are raving about it. It takes a lot of energy to make a big, huge pot of crack cocaine mashed potatoes. Either hire it out, no harm done, you heard me say it, or get it done a couple of days early. It's all good. Try some new recipes. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to lean away from that one. I'm stressed out enough without trying to try out a new recipe. But if you're feeling bold and daring, make it happen. What else here? We got time. How much time do we got? 2.5 minutes. Here we go. Mickey Watts sending this to me, a fabulous listener, listening in from WCHE Philadelphia near our flagship station here, looking out for weekly sales. Yes, good stuff. There are great weekly sales out here in the Philadelphia area. Turkey is just dropping in price big time. And he's saying, Mickey is saying, do this in staggered steps. When you're buying your shopping, Get stuff staggered. Get your turkey one day, you know, go back if you want to get the side dishes the other day, so you're not hauling two shopping carts full of stuff. It makes sense. Saying don't wait until the last minute, or this is so true, don't wait until the last minute to do your Thanksgiving shopping, or you will be surrounded by other crazed shoppers, and that craziness will soak into your bones, and you'll take a bunch of crazy home with you, too. It's true. I do feed off the panic of others, and if I'm surrounded by other panicky shoppers, I will bring some of that panic home. It's all very wise. Larger turkeys are cheaper. Good stuff. You'll figure out what to do with the leftovers. It's true. I got to be honest with you. If you are feeling bold and capable in your turkey-making game, go big. Go big with no apologies whatsoever. Get a big turkey, and you will definitely find out what to do with it later. Let's see here. Multitask. Utilize your oven for as many items as possible at the same time to save on energy costs. All right. Very excellent idea. Says here, ditch the appetizers or at least minimize. Yeah, you know what? No need for like the baked, you know, cream puff appetizers. I'm telling you right now, your family's there to hang out and be thankful for everything. I'm telling you, a bag of M&Ms and a bag of Doritos, and I got a happy family tree sitting in my family room here. I'm very serious about this. What else? Take inventory of what you have before you go out. Heck yeah, make sure you've... chances are excellent. You've got maybe some stuffing. You've got some mashed potatoes, maybe half the makings for the desserts. Boom, all good. Oh, I'm getting the break. Tony's giving me the break. All right, I'm going to break here. Here's what we got going on. Send me your best ideas for paring down the sweat and the stress and the time and the money for your Thanksgiving. And if I can't mention it on the air, I'll mention it on social media. That's a fact. Guys, hang on. When we get back, the best tip I have heard yet for saving a Thanksgiving. And it all comes back after the break. You all stay tuned. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about ways to pare down. We talked about this last week, and then you guys sent me phenomenal responses on how to save time, money, stress, blood pressure, you know, craziness at Thanksgiving, and I'm digging it. Good stuff. We talked before the break about various ways to save on your turkey. I'm not even going to wait till the end of this segment to share this amazing tip because I saw it and my jaw dropped, and it's brilliant. This one was sent to me. Where is it? I just had it. I had it during the break. I have too much paper on my desk. Where is it? Here we go. Steve K, listening in from Houston, Texas. They have a huge, huge Texas-style Thanksgiving every year, including his brother, who serves overseas, who comes back for holidays. He's a very busy guy. And the travel schedule at the holidays, everybody knows, is insane. Try traveling overseas. Never fun. As a result, over the past, he's saying here, like 10 years, they get everybody together from all corners of the earth. Travel schedules will always screw something up. You can't help it. So as a result, they'd put this huge turkey in year after year, and it would either be underdone by the time everything else was done, or it would be like blackened to a crisp and turkey jerky. We've all done it. We've all been there. And that's no good either. Here's exactly what he does. And this is freaking genius. They get the huge turkey. All right. Huge monster-sized turkey. They get it in pieces. Easy to cook. Easy to do. They get the huge drumsticks on one part of the baking sheet. A huge turkey breast is on the other. You've got all kinds of different parts going on here. And as soon as everybody's in-house, all right, they slide everything in. And within 60 minutes, 90 minutes later, it's done. I could not believe this when I read it. It's one of those slap your forehead. Why doesn't everybody do it this way? So I got to say it again. If you're having a ton of people over to your house and they're traveling in from all corners of the earth, and like every other Thanksgiving, you know, planes, trains, and automobile style, the world is conspiring against you to get everybody in your house on time. You wait till everybody's there and there's no, you start then with your turkey and you do it in pieces. Every piece, Steve's telling me, every piece comes out beautiful. It's juicy. Nothing is overdone or underdone. You don't even have to baste it that much. This is so brilliant. I absolutely love this. Honest to God, think about how much this idiot proves for people like myself having to make a turkey. Do it in pieces. It gets done in a fraction of the time. He says the pieces are juicier than anything he's ever done on a whole turkey. I love it. Fantastic stuff. Okay, more people sending me stuff. What do we have here? Opting for takeout. You want to know something? You know what a huge fan I am of cooking from scratch. It's relaxing for me on those, you know, rare evenings we have the time. We all wish we had more time to cook from scratch. We just don't have the time. Thanksgiving is a don't have the time holiday times a gazillion. We all want to do the stuff from scratch. And if you have time to do it beforehand, great. You get no demerits. There are no frugal demerits. If you take a couple of shortcuts at Thanksgiving and do some takeout. Because it's saying here, if cooking isn't your forte, especially, don't stress out about roasting a turkey or whipping up mashed potatoes. Because honestly, wherever you are in this great country of ours, come Thanksgiving, pretty much every single grocery store out there is going to have some kind of a inventory, some kind of an offering of ready-made side dishes. And these days, it's not like 20 years ago when this stuff cost a heck of a lot more. The prices have come down tremendously on takeout side dishes, even on takeout turkey, for crying out loud. There's nothing wrong with going there. You pick it up. It's done. You pay a couple extra bucks. However, you've got tons more time to spend with family. It's genius. I love it. My best solution that I keep seeing time and again, people are talking about, they go to these stores where you will get a free turkey if you spend, you know, X amount of dollars in the store. I'm seeing supermarkets where if you spend $100 in the store, you will get a free turkey of a decent size. A few supermarkets that I'm hearing about now, people are sending me stuff and links to these great supermarkets. If you buy $100 worth of stuff, you will get a ready-made, pre-baked, ready-to-eat turkey to pick up on Thanksgiving. And I swear to God, as soon as I imagine in my head the supermarket crew trying to bake all of these Thanksgiving turkeys, just pray for them. Pray for peace and pray for sanity in that back supermarket kitchen. That's all I have to say. But think about buying $100 worth of stuff in your local supermarket. Ready-made side dishes, maybe a ready-made pie or two, a little ice cream to go on top, maybe a nice bottle of wine. I'm not a drinker, but a lot of people are. And when you get to effortlessly, if you're having a few people around your Thanksgiving table, when you effortlessly get to $100 or so on your supermarket tab, knowing that there's a free, ready-baked Thanksgiving turkey waiting for you as well, I got to be honest with you guys, that's a no-brainer in my book. That is a super inexpensive, let's face it, $100 for a huge table full of ready-made side dishes, ready-made desserts, maybe a flower, you know, arrangement or two if you want to, a ready-made turkey. Holy smokes, you guys. I mean, that's a brand new version of relaxing Thanksgiving that I think we can all get around. And I want to hear from you guys that have done this. I'm hearing from people and listening in from Portland, Oregon, listening in from Florida, listening in from Georgia. I mean, all over the country, Texas, New Mexico, everywhere. There are these supermarkets doing this. And I'm really starting to kind of get on board with the ready-made side dishes. Please don't judge me, because you know I love to cook. I love to cook. But the cray is starting to hit epic levels weeks before Thanksgiving. Job-wise, the economy's picking up. I got a bunch of radio work that's going on. We got voiceover work that's going on, too. I can see this dwindling window of opportunity, you know, time to do anything for Thanksgiving, short of set the table. And these supermarkets are responding. They're responding to you. They know how crazy busy you are. I know how crazy busy you are. Trust me, I get your emails. You're going to be crazy busy. I want you to envision this. A table with everybody you love. All the people you care about from near and far sitting around your table. All right? Ready-made turkey. Tons of ready-made side dishes. Maybe a little side table of ready-made desserts. Big thing of ice cream in the freezer. That's it. That's it. What do you love most about Thanksgiving? The food's always good. I have a personal no-carb left behind kind of mantra that I do from 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving morning to, like, you know, 11:59 that night. That's my personal life. That's mine to, you know, I will deal with the scale the next day. That's just how I live my life. You know, you do your own thing. Thanksgiving's all about the people, guys. It's all about the people that you love, that with each year you got going on, you appreciate the people around you even more. It's all about having yummy food, fabulous faces that you love more than anything around your table. Counting your blessings. Holy mackerel, the blessings I've got going on. It's not about stressing. It's not about spending 12 hours in the kitchen just on one side dish. It's not about freaking out. It's about enjoying the people that you love. And when you can do all that, and you can have some of this pre-made stuff ready to go, or you can delegate it to other people, and they can bring the pre-made stuff at very reasonable prices to you, that's what I'm talking about. Imagine a flawlessly executed Thanksgiving dinner where you're not stressing, you're not slaving in the kitchen, you don't have a ton of dishes to clean up, you don't have all four burners going at once and the oven going at, you know, 400 the entire day. That is exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I want for you guys. I hear from you. You're working crazy hours. You want more time with your family and your friends. You feel like, you know, every time you're at work, you feel like you should be with the family. Every time you're with the family, you're thinking, oh, should I be getting some work done? I dig it, guys. I totally get it. This is the Thanksgiving that we all just hang out. Pick up the phone. If you're in the car, don't pick up the phone. If you're listening to me, talk to yourself about seriously delegating a lot of this cooking and a lot of this craziness and just keeping this Thanksgiving easy. All right? Delegate. Hire it done, because you can do it now for a lot less than you ever thought possible. It's brilliant. It's fabulous.
That's what I want. That's what I want for all you guys. And I want your input as well. Oh, holy crap. Tony's trying to flag me here. He's going crazy on his end of the... Okay, fine. Guys, hang out. After the break, Dad and Daughter talk real estate. After that, Rob Reiner. You heard me correctly. Rob Reiner. Coming up after this. You all stay tuned.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour after a long, tortuous hiatus. Sorry, due to technical difficulties last week, we couldn't get Dad on the air. But this week, we are back with another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with none other than the fine gentleman to my right, Dad. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
No, that could not be helped. We had a producer that was in a bad car wreck.
Thank God. He's Fred.
So
all the best to you, Fred Stafiri, our engineer here.
Yep.
Thoughts and prayers go out to you, Fred, for a speedy recovery.
Exactly.
And all the best for coming back to work soon.
We miss you. So he gets a pass, but we have you back, and I'm so glad because, as usual, even when a week passes in the real estate world, lots of things going on, lots of moving parts. We've got talk about the economy. We've got talks about tax cuts. We've got talks about real estate. Everything seems to be going in a very good direction for Joe homeowner and Joe wannabe homeowner. Who better to decipher all the news and pare it down for us than you, sir? What's your latest take on the headlines?
Well, it is going. The trends are very, 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 very strong for home ownership, and there's lots and lots of reasons that home ownership makes sense in just about every part of the country. For example, the National Association of Realtors put out statistics about a week or so ago that said, on average, there's only 4.2 months worth of inventory for sale, houses, single-family houses for sale in the whole country. Now, to support what's called a normal market, you need 6 months worth of inventory.
Okay.
That's the number that experience has told us. At 6 months worth of inventory, prices are going to be stable, or they'll go up a little bit with inflation, but they're not going to be rocketing up.
Okay.
In most parts of the country, we're well below that. Now, what the National Association of Realtors means by saying there's an average of 4.2 months worth of inventory, what that means is that if we stop taking listings today, it would take us about 4.2 months to sell all the listings we had.
Okay.
And that is not enough to keep prices down, so prices are going up. And folks, if you have any other questions about, you know, what kind of a market you're in, or how to figure out what's happening in your market, or figure out, you know, hey, can I afford to move up? Can I get a mortgage? Give us a shout here at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is also my voicemail. And Chrissy, remind them of that number again, please.
I certainly will, guys. Call or text anytime. Again, there are so many different headlines out there, so many moving parts. Nobody, you know, pares it down like Dad does. Call or text him, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. Just leave your question or text it, and we will get back to you pronto.
Yep, there you go. So basically, from what I am gleaning, you know, a couple of minutes watching the news each night, is that no matter where you are, things are looking better than ever to kind of dip a toe into the market. If you've been hanging onto a house for a while, thinking you're waiting for the market to kind of pick up, chances are excellent wherever you are, it's picking up. You're feeling a little more secure in your job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you saw a school district you got your eyes on. Maybe you have kids now you didn't before. Now's the time to make that move.
I agree. It is that time to make that move. And there's lots of reasons to be buying a house instead of continuing to rent. And here's one of the big gee whiz numbers that I think really makes sense. If you are paying rent of $1,500 a month, then I know in our area, you aren't renting any palace for $1,500 a month. You're renting a very nice, two, maybe three bedroom apartment.
Maybe.
But it's not any palace. And if you did that for the next 30 years, you would pay out over $500,000 in rent.
It's amazing, the numbers.
That's a big pile of money. At least it is to me.
Me too.
At least it is to me.
Everybody, I would think.
Now, if you put out that same amount of money in principal and interest payments for a house, and taxes for that matter, instead of just having a pile of rent receipts to look at, you are probably going to be owning a property is worth $500,000. So that's a real quick and easy way to look at what's the difference of my net worth 30 years from now between renting and buying.
Yep.
Well, it's probably about $1 million.
And chances are,
$1 million ain't what it used to be, and it's probably not going to be what it is now in 30 years, but $1 million is still $1 million.
It's still $1 million. And if you're spending $1,500 a month on a mortgage rather than $1,500 a month on rent. $1,500 mortgage is probably going to give you a lot more square footage than a $1,500 rent. You're going to maybe a smaller apartment for $1,500, much larger house for $1,500 in a mortgage, not to mention the yard. You're probably in a better school district. There are just so many ways to lean that way, so many reasons that it just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yep, it is. Now, in just about every part of the United States, I personally believe in every part of the United States, buying a house is also cheaper than renting. Now, there was a study done a month or so ago. I forget who did it, Chrissy. But the study concluded that buying is cheaper than renting in 40 out of the 50 states.
I find that hard. You would think it would be all 50 states.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe, too. And then there was another study that said, well, you know what, folks? Buying is not cheaper than renting if you take in a roommate and cut the rent in half.
Always sounds better on paper, though,
I'm telling you.
But
I think this was somebody with a very jaundiced point of view, because let's just say you buy a house, you're a single person, and you take in a roommate to share the cost of your mortgage.
Yep.
Well, guess what? That cuts your mortgage payment in half.
You're still a homeowner?
You're still a homeowner. You're building up the equity.
All the tax breaks.
Your partner or your roommate is contributing to your net worth. So it almost always makes sense to be considering, you know, buying that house instead of renting. And folks, if you have any doubts about that, well, you know, get in touch with a good local realtor. My recommendation is always that you interview at least two, preferably three or four. But home ownership, folks, every month that you pay your mortgage, you own a little bit more of the house.
It's nice.
And the price is probably going up. So your net worth is going up, both from the fact that you're paying down your mortgage loan and the fact that your home value is going up.
It's a brilliant thing.
It is a brilliant thing. Now, does that make a lot of difference in the first 6 months of your loan? Well, probably not, although the price of your house, the value of your house, probably has gone up by 2 or 3% in the first 6 months. But you put a few years on that, folks, and your net worth is going to be dramatically increased. For example, typical starter home in much of the country is going to cost you about $300,000, which is still a bodacious sum of money to my Midwestern South Dakota way of thinking. But
mine too.
Prices go up at the rate the National Association of Realtors is forecasting. You're going to see about a 20% increase over the next 5 years.
Wow.
20% of $300,000 is still $60,000.
Not bad.
And that's about the amount that your net worth is going to be increased over the next 5 years if you get into that home ownership business and buy a house that's worth $300,000.
Yep. Not so much if you're going to be in that apartment at $1,500 a month. It's just, it can be intimidating thinking about dipping a toe into the market. Get the information you need. Knowledge is power. Put pen to paper. You might be thinking you got a problem with your credit score. Maybe not so much. Talk to your bank. They need you more than you need them, or at least just as much as you need them. And it's their job to make things like this happen for you, so see what they can do.
Yep, real good point, Chrissy. If you think that you don't qualify for a mortgage, you're probably wrong. And even if you don't qualify for a mortgage right now, you ought to talk to your friendly local realtor with your friendly local lender and find out what it is you'll have to do to qualify for a mortgage six months or a year from now. Because buying real estate is going to be a good deal a year from now, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 25, hopefully ad infinitum. That doesn't mean there'll never be a dip in the market. Of course there will be. There'll be some corrections. But the long-term trend is certainly up. And find out if you can qualify now. You probably can, even though you think you can't. I heard an ad on the radio this morning that said there's a mortgage lender who can work with people with a credit score as low as 585.
That's remarkable.
And 585, you don't have to do much more than being able to breathe and fog the mirror to have a credit score of 585. Now, that's good news and bad news at the same time.
True.
We don't want to have a lot of mortgage loans to people with 585 credit scores, or we may wind up in a pile again. But if you think you don't qualify, you're probably wrong. You're probably wrong. Now, home ownership, what are some other reasons for it? Well, it's a form of forced savings.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a payment of $1,500 a month, I doubt if you were not owning that home, you'd be putting $1,500 a month into a savings account.
Good point.
Now, you say, okay, well, some of that, maybe $500 a month of that is going to be in taxes, and that's just kind of gone forever.
Well, true.
But that $1,000 that you're investing there is going to grow for you. And, man, if you look back over 5 or 10 years, you're going to have a market difference in your net worth because of paying that mortgage off every month.
Yep.
Also, home ownership does provide some tax savings. Now, this new tax bill is winding its way through Congress. That might change some of that. They're talking about limiting home mortgage interest deductions to a mortgage of no bigger than $500,000. But most people who own a house in this country have a mortgage of less than $500,000.
Right.
So that probably is not going to affect you. Property tax deduction may go by the boards, but still there's going to be lots and lots of advantages to owning your own home.
Absolutely.
And home ownership allows you to lock in your monthly housing costs. For example, if you're paying $1,500 a month right now for rent, what do you think the chances are that your rent is going to be that same $1,500 10 years from now?
Exactly right. Not so much.
What do you think the chances are, Tizzy?
Mighty slim.
Yeah, well, that's, as a fellow used to say, they're slim and none, and slim just left town.
That's okay. Right.
But if you take out a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you have got your housing costs locked in for the next 30 years. Now, the taxes, can't say about the same about that. But
well, true, but that's true of anything.
It is true. Mm-hmm. So lots and lots of reasons that home ownership makes all kinds of sense. And the biggest one is that it allows you to increase your standard of living without doing anything different. You're going to live in a nicer place, more space, better school district,
yep.
the location that you want. And you're going to see your net worth go up and up and up and up and up.
Exactly.
Most years. Now, there will be some corrections out downstream a bit. But I do believe that the stars are aligned so that we're going to see home values increase for at least the next 5 years and probably for several years beyond that.
That's a good feeling.
It is a very, very good feeling. So the number one thing that you can do to ensure your long-term economic viability and your economic security is to buy that first house. And you'll live in it for 5 or 6 or 7 years. And if your family's gotten bigger and you need a bigger house, well, yep. chances are your equity will have increased to the point where you can move out to that bigger house.
Love it.
And, sweetheart, it looks like we are heading up to, we're about coming up to that point on the clock.
Time flies when you come up on a hard stop, no doubt about it. Thanks, Dad. Thanks a million. And hang out, guys, for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best of all.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started. With online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Rob Reiner. I had 4 minutes with him. This came out of nowhere, you guys. Leave Davik, who is, you know, goddess extraordinaire when it comes to all this PR stuff. She knows everybody. She had an interview with Rob Reiner fall through. She calls me. I'm doing, God knows what I'm doing. I'm at the studio just kind of, you know, getting stuff done, taping a couple commercials. Hey, Chris, you want to interview Rob Reiner? Yeah. So I had a quick cell phone call with him. It was fantastic. It came to 4 minutes. All right. I got an 8 minute segment here. So I go online to Facebook, where the fabulousness cannot be understated. I go online saying, all right, gang, give me your favorite Rob Reiner movies. Tell me, you know, everybody you love. Tell me why it's all going on. Here's what we got back in response. Too many to count. I'm trying to get all of them in the next 4 minutes. Betsy Kramer, Stand By Me. Oh, my God, yes. Who did not love? That was such a fantastic movie. Had a completely inappropriate crush on the much younger River Phoenix. But you know what? We can just let that go. Bygones be bygones. R.I.P. River. It was a fantastic role. Who else? Lisa Iannucci, When Harry Met Sally. And she said she liked Misery and The Bucket List. She said she just saw Princess Bride for the first time the other day and liked it. It's one of her daughter's favorite movies ever. Those are all so fantastic. But think about it. Misery? Oh, my God. And When Harry Met Sally and The Bucket List? Completely different emotions going through your head. All right, there you go. Janice Kearney says When Harry Met Sally, so many relationship truths in it. Favorite scene is the wagon wheel coffee table scene. It's so true. I promise I will never want that wagon wheel coffee table. Oh, man, I miss Carrie Fisher. Oh, it's just ridiculous. Oh, great role, great everything. Stacey Halstead says, When Harry Met Sally kills me every time. It's so true. I think that's coming up as by far people love that the most. I love that movie. It's fantastic. Let's see. Debbie Duffy, Misery. She loved Misery best. Oh, my God, I saw that when it first came out in the theaters. Told her back, Debbie, I love that as well. I'm clutching my ankles protectively as I, you know, type back at her, you know, on Facebook with my nose, just hanging out of the ankles. Oh, freaky, the ankles. How did Rob Reiner do both Misery and When Harry Met Sally? Holy crap. Kaylee Harriet, a.k.a. Mom, says When Harry Met Sally, the entire cast felt real. That's the absolute truth of it. That was beautiful filmmaking right then and there. I just love that. Claudia Copequin, I hope I'm saying the last name correctly, she says she has many favorites, but The Story of Us was especially something that hit home for her, and I respect that. It's so true. I only saw part of that. I did not see the whole thing. Did see the ending, though. Ciao, funds. Ciao, funds. Janice Kearney also saying, let's not forget A Few Good Men. Yeah, that is so dang true and truly awesome. And let's face it, Tom Cruise in a uniform, which, of course, never sucks, ever. Historically, ever. Matt Goldberg says he has an impressive filmography, also includes Spinal Tap. I think I'll still go with Stand By Me, but it's close calls with Tap, When Harry Met Sally, and Princess Bride. Everybody seems to be leaning towards those three. Very cool stuff. Teresa Solomon says, I love her. She and I go back and forth on Facebook all the time. When Harry Met Sally, great orgasm scene in the deli. Oh, it's so true. I'll have what she's having. Absolutely true. Dear friend, Belan Marquezon White says, The Princess Bride. It's so true. She quotes it regularly. Who doesn't quote The Princess Bride regularly? I do not think it means what you think it means. Never get involved in a land war in Asia. I'm not a witch. I'm your wife. My favorite, Mowage. Mowage is what brings us together today. So treasure your love. Joylyn Harvey, another dear friend on Facebook, North and the Princess Bride. Amen to that. That is an absolute fact. That's the way that works. Guys, it is now my pleasure to introduce you to a dear friend of mine via phone, Mr. Rob Reiner.
And we're back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And in case you couldn't guess, this being radio, not TV, you could not blowtorch the smile off my face right now. I have Mr. Rob Reiner on our newsmaker line, a very busy guy with a very busy schedule. Mr. Reiner, thank you so much for joining us today. You are busy guy. Tell us,
Tell us
all about LBJ.
Pleasure. LBJ is out there in the theaters now. It's Woody Harrelson stars as LBJ. And you see what he's able to do. It's an incredible performance. And hopefully people have a different take on LBJ after seeing the movie.
You know, and leave it to you to bring this kind of thing to the forefront. He's not an often talked about president. Thanks to works like yours, that's about to change. What are some of the things that people are going to find about this that kind of opens their eyes?
Well, I think, first of all, you're going to find out that except for FDR, he's probably the most successful legislator, creative and domestic legislator of all time. And had it not been for the Vietnam War, which basically was a terrible disaster for him, he would have gone down as one of the great presidents of all time. Now, you can't take away Vietnam, but it's really the tale of two presidencies. One of the great, like I say, legislators, and second only to FDR.
That's incredible. Now, I am shamelessly plugging you on social media as we speak, but one of the big questions that keeps popping up, you have got a fan base that is legendary. Every demographic, every part of the country, whenever one of your movies comes out, people stop what they're doing and they go to see it. You could have retired about, a couple of decades ago. You chose not to.
I like doing it. I mean, I find that, you know, as you get older, all those cliches, they all make sense, you know, which is find something you enjoy doing and you're living your life, and that's what I like to do. So that's, you know, right now we're having this conversation. I'm hoping that this is what you like to do because this is what you're spending your time doing.
Exactly right. So in all seriousness, tell me about your goals coming up. You've got so much going on. You've got so many wheels turning. What are your biggest passions right now, and how can we all help to fulfill them?
Well, I've got another film that I just finished called Shock and Awe, which I'm now starting to screen. We had a great screening at the Zurich Film Festival. It's all about the run-up to the war in Iraq. If you look at what LBJ was able to do, you can see what a president is supposed to be and how government is supposed to work. And hopefully this, too, will pass and we'll hang on to our democracy here.
I hear you. And you know what? You are doing what needs to be done, because what needs to be done when you've got people who don't quite agree on stuff, you sit down and you GD talk about it. You don't fling insults. You don't get stupid. You don't get crazy. You sit down with Rob Reiner. You talk about the problems of the world, and he will fix it for you in all seriousness. You've got a huge fan base. We all love you. When you open your mouth, people listen. Thank you so much for all that you do. If I had an hour and a half, I would talk with you. You are a busy guy. We've got about 4 minutes. And where can people get a hold of you? If it's on Facebook, or what's the best place to reach you?
Well, I'm on Twitter, and I can tell you that you may say that all people love me, but I think there's a lot of people that are upset with some of the things I say. But this is who I am, and I mean, I'm a nice person. I try to make things better, but we're living in a weird culture right now. But you know, I'm on Twitter. You know, you can check it out.
That's what we'll do. You know what? And again, we can disagree with each other, but when you do it respectfully, like Americans do, we get a hell of a lot done. Thank you
exactly.
so much for your time. You got an open mic here anytime. Mr. Rob Reiner, go get him. We're all watching and we love you.
Thanks so much, Kristen.
I just interviewed Rob Reiner. I love my job and I love you guys. Have a great week, guys. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all, cheap and cheap. Circumstance has forced my hand to be a compromised person.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.